This is Mulberry Christian Radio with our weekly Veterans News Report. Mental health care providers are a vital part of the Department of Veterans Affairs approach to whole health. By prioritizing the mental health of veterans alongside their physical health in a team-based collaborative care model, veterans can receive the care they need to live their best lives. When a mental health care career at VA, you can help veterans improve their quality of life. Veterans often face unique mental health challenges, such as post-traumatic stress disorders, PTSD, which is more prevalent among veterans using VA care. In fact, one study found that 23% of veterans using VA care had PTSD at some point in their lives, compared to 7% of veterans who don't use VA for health care. By working within care teams to address mental health concerns alongside physical health concerns, VA mental health care providers can address the full picture of what a veteran patient is going through. This often isn't the case when veterans seek mental health care and physical health care outside the VA system. Isolated providers often can't communicate or collaborate in the same way VA providers do under the whole health model. If you're interested in making a difference in the mental health of veterans while working within a team-based healthcare model, VA is the place for you. There are several different avenues for a mental health care career at the VA. Psychologists, psychiatrists, social workers, counselors and therapists, psychiatric nurses, and peer specialists who assist fellow veterans in articulating their goal for recovery and personal wellness, then assisting doing treatment and progress. A mental health care career at VA can be rewarding, collaborative, and impactful. If you're all about veterans and their mental health, consider applying today. Sexual health is an important part of a woman's overall well-being. For many women veterans, concerns related to intimacy, desire, or physical comfort may feel difficult to talk about. You are not alone. These concerns are common, valid, and treatable. VA is committed to providing safe, respectful, and personalized care that supports every part of your health, including your sexual health. Many factors can affect sexual well-being. These may include hormonal changes, medications, chronic pain, trauma, mobility challenges, emotional health, or body image concerns. No matter what you are experiencing, VA providers are here to help with care tailored especially especially for women. Sexual health concerns are common, and it is not unusual for women to notice changes in sexual desire or function. These concerns can happen at any point in life and may be related to age, menopause, injury, stress, or past trauma. The important thing to remember is that support is available. Common concerns include low or no sexual desire, difficulty becoming aroused, inability to orgasm, pain during sex, vaginal dryness, lack of sexual pleasure or satisfaction, pelvic floor muscle problems, anxiety or trauma responses during intimacy, side effects from medication, body image issues, that affect confidence. Start with a conversation. Your VA provider can guide your next steps. Support and resources just for you. Women Veterans Call Center. Call or text 1-855-VA-WOMEN. That's 1-855-829-6636 to speak with trained representatives who can help you access services and resources, many of whom are women veterans themselves. The Department of Veterans Affairs announced today that it has guaranteed its 29th million home loan since the program was created in 1944, thanks in part to a 19% increase in VA home loan processing this year compared to the same time in 2024. On August 5th, the 29th million loan was guaranteed for a $135,000 home in Maryland purchased by a Navy veteran. VA's Home Loan Guarantee Program was created as part of the Servicemen's Readjustment Act of 1944, commonly known as the GI Bill of Rights. And since then, the Department has guaranteed nearly $4 trillion in home loans for service members and veterans. Nearly 4 million service members and veterans have active home loans guaranteed by the VA. VA's home loan program enables private lenders to offer eligible veterans and service members loans that are guaranteed by the department, effectively eliminating the need for a down payment and mortgage insurance and making home ownership much more affordable. VA's home loan program has helped service members and veterans achieve the American dream millions of times over, said VA Secretary Doug Collins. It is one of the most effective federal programs in history, and we are proud to carry on its tradition of success. VA encourages those interested in the program to request a VA home loan certificate of eligibility from the department or go through their mortgage lender. Currently, 99.8% of these certificates are issued within 3 days. And more than three-fourths of the Department of Veterans Affairs hospitals that received an overall hospital quality star rating earned 4 or 5 star ratings as part of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services 2025 Hospital Quality Ratings. CMS's hospital star ratings are based on 5 categories: mortality, safety of care, readmission, patient experience, and timely and effective care. A higher star rating out of 5 indicates better performance on these quality measures. As part of the 2025 ratings, 77% of VA hospitals that received an overall hospital quality star rating received 4 or 5 stars, and no VA hospital received a 1-star rating. More than 90% of VA hospitals with ratings maintained or improved their 2024 star rating. These ratings highlight the excellent care VA hospital provides, said VA Secretary Doug Collins. Our job is to continue raising the bar for customer service and convenience throughout the department, so VA works better for the veterans, families, caregivers, and survivors we are charged with serving. And Ronaldo Solano and Adriana Solano of Hopkins, Massachusetts, were sentenced to 7 schemes to defraud their workers' compensation insurance carrier, the Small Business Administration, and their mortgage lender. The couple operated a roofing and construction company in Framingham, Massachusetts, and avoided workers' compensation insurance premiums by underreporting payroll and paying workers through an uninsured third party. Separately, the Solanos submitted a loan application on behalf of their business to the SBA, Small Business Administration's Economic Energy Injury Disaster Loan Program, which provided pandemic relief under the Coronavirus Aid, Relief and Economic Security Act. They received the funds, from which they used more than $825,000 for a down payment towards a luxury home. Then the Solanos borrowed more money from a mortgage lender to fund the purchase of the house. The VAOIG and the FBI investigated this case in connection with the Pandemic Response Accountability Committee Fraud Task Force. And Michael Joyce and Sarah Joyce, a.k.a. Sarah Schultes, both formerly of Rochester, New York, now living in New Jersey, were indicted on charges of theft of government funds, wire fraud, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, and conspiracy to defraud the United States. Michael Joyce submitted claims for a VA disability compensation based on several disabilities, including PTSD, traumatic brain injury, and a back issue. He was awarded a 100% disability rating. Additionally, Michael applied for and was granted status of permanent and total disability, which removes an individual's obligation to continue getting reevaluated for various disabilities and make him eligible for other veteran benefits. Sarah Joyce applied for payments from the VA Caregiver Support Program, claiming Michael was wholly reliant upon her for life tasks. She received payments totaling more than $250,000. A review of Michael's personal file and interviews with investigators found inconsistencies in his claims. Subsequent investigations and surveillances documented on multiple occasions Michael walked with no apparent difficulty or assistance, driving and performing household maintenance tasks. The VAOIG and the SSAOIG investigated the case. And fugitive Gregory P. Hyman Jr. of Forest City, Maine, was arrested on charges related to making false statements to the VA. Allegedly, Hyman falsely represented to the VA in May 2023 that he had been wheelchair-bound since 2004 and was unable to walk or stand. However, Hyman was documented and recorded walking and standing without the assistance of any mobility devices on numerous occasions. He disappeared in April 2024, shortly before a warrant was issued for his arrest. Initially, it was believed he may have drowned in a river near the Canadian border. However, further investigation revealed Hyman was not deceased and his disappearance was ruled suspicious. He evaded law enforcement for more than a year before being arrested by the U.S. Marshals Service at the train station in La Platte, Missouri. And Edmund Arnadio of Cloversville, New York, was arrested on charges of falsely claiming disability benefits. Arnadio is alleged to have stolen almost $85,000 in benefits between 2021 and 2024 by claiming he was disabled, while in fact he was working full-time for the VA in Albany. He took early retirement from the VA earlier this year. When you hear radiological incidents, it may come as a surprise to learn about VA's involvement in the emergency response. Well, for about four decades, VHA has owned one of the oldest continuously evolving emergency response teams in the federal government, the Medical Emergency Radiological Response Team, a critical capability that's charged of VA explicitly. The MERT supports public health preparedness and response during radiological emergency. Most people don't realize that when a radiological event happens, VHA's MERT is one of the primary federal resources activated, said Dr. Scott Patley, a nuclear medicine physician and health information officer. Bartley said VA's almost 40 years of contingency planning, capability building, and ready state has a demerit well suited to the response to radiological incidents whenever needed nationwide. We always put the veteran first, but also support the general public when called on, he said. And Joseph Mandor, owner of Sanford Federal Inc., agreed to pay $3,100,000 to resolve allegations that he and his company violated the False Claims Act in the acquisition and performance of 49 government contracts. Allegedly, Mandor knowingly misrepresented the identities of individuals alleged to be employees, used unknown persons and fraudulent credentials to sweeten contract bids, and misrepresented Sanford's size to acquire set-aside contracts in violation of Small Business Administration rules. It also alleged that he acquired a service disabled veteran-owned small business set-aside contract and then knowingly violated a limitation on subcontracting that required such contracts to be performed by service-disabled veteran-owned small businesses. And Alexis Beatles of Hinesville, Georgia, was convicted on charges of interstate communications with threats to injure another. On December 18, 2024, Beatles called the VA hotline and made demands to the phone operator and threatened to kill federal employees and others if his demands were not met. He made numerous threats, including threatening to crash his car into a Savannah VA clinic, to destroy U.S. citizens, to rig his home with explosives to kill any police officers that came to his house, and to kill the children of any officers who attempted to arrest him. Veterans need peer support, someone who's been there, gets it, and can help. After leaving the military, many veterans face loneliness and isolation. The camaraderie and sense of purpose of service can slip away, leaving a quiet gap that's tough to fill. Since 2011, Vets for Warriors has offered free, confidential peer support 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year. The Vets for Warriors team, mostly veterans themselves, understand because they've lived it. They are connected with hundreds of thousands from the military community, including more than 8,400 people who reached out for the first time just this past year. Since starting, Vets for Warriors has had over 955,000 contacts. And this week's VA's Office of Research and Development published 3 news briefs highlighting research findings on the effects of Gulf War exposures on heart disease risk, increasing non-VA prescriptions, and a potential new leukemia treatment. Researcher with the VA's Center for Innovations in Quality, Effectiveness, and Safety led a team that linked toxic exposures during deployments to an increased risk for osteosclerotic cardiovascular disease in Gulf War veterans. ASCVD are a group of medical conditions caused by a buildup of plaque along artery walls. The researchers analyzed data from more than 900 veterans who deployed to the Persian Gulf between August 1990 and July 1991. 11% reported one or more ASCVD conditions. Exposure to oil well fire smoke increased the odds of ASCVD by 295%. VA Pittsburgh researchers found the number of prescriptions from non-VA urgent care facilities to veterans increased dramatically between 2019 and 2023, raising concerns about safety and compliance. The study used a newly available community care reimbursement system to analyze non-VA urgent care prescriptions for nearly 84,000 veterans from July 2019 to March 2023. Overall, 9% of their prescriptions were potentially non-compliant with prescribing recommendations. Of the 270,000 prescriptions filled, 43% were antimicrobial, 16% were hormones or steroids, raising concern about safety and potential adverse reactions between drugs. The findings highlight the need for improved support and coordination to monitor and enhance veterans' medication safety when receiving community care. And VA researchers from the Rocky Mountain Regional VA Medical Center and the University of Colorado proved blocking a protein called STAT3 can lead to the death of acute myeloid leukemia cells, a rare but aggressive blood and bone marrow cancer. Researchers discovered that when the STAT3 production is inhibited, the leukemia cells lose viability. The researchers also found lowering STAT3 levels can enhance the effectiveness of certain drugs used for AML, suggesting this could be a promising new genetic treatment for leukemia. And Henry Pallacci, the oldest man in the U.S., born July 3, 1915, and now the oldest living man in the United States. Navy veteran Henry Pallacci served as an instructor at several top-secret naval radio schools during World War II. Known as Sailor Who Never Went to Sea, he worked to help the Navy track German U-boats and trained naval radio operators during pivotal moments in American history. Mr. Pallacci still lives in Cranston, Rhode Island, and recently celebrated this rare milestone with family, friends, and fellow veterans. An Army veteran, Castor Salami, 103, was honored by the Boston Red Sox as part of their Hats Off to Heroes program. A proud member of the Italian-American War Veterans of the U.S., Salami waved to a cheering Fenway Park crowd in celebration of his service during World War II and his Flag Day birthday. On June 29th, Navy and Coast Guard veteran George Leo Silva celebrated his 100th birthday at St. Bernard's Catholic Church in North Kingston, Rhode Island, surrounded by hundreds of guests. Silva, who served aboard the USS Atlanta during World War II, and later braved Hurricane Carol, while stationed in the New England White House, marked the occasion by exchanging challenge coins with Salami in a touching moment of veteran brotherhood. These living legends remind us that service doesn't end with the uniform and that every birthday they celebrate is a victory for all of us. Special thanks to Rhode Island's News Today columnist and veteran advocate John A. Cianci for continuing to highlight the stories of Rhode Island's veterans with the reverence and respect they deserve. VA and the National Cemetery Administration welcomed the Honorable Samuel B. Brown as the 8th Undersecretary for Memorial Affairs. He was confirmed by the United States Senate on July 29th and sworn in by Secretary Collins on July 31st. Born in Arkansas and a member of the Cherokee Nation, Brown graduated from the United States Military Academy at West Point, New York, and earned a Master of Business Administration from Southern Methodist University, and retired as a captain from the Army. He served in the 3rd Brigade Combat Team, 1st Infantry Division at Fort Hood, Texas, as an Airborne Ranger Qualified Infantry Officer. The 44th National Veterans Wheelchair Games came to a close in Minneapolis after 6 days of competition, connection, and camaraderie. Co-presented by VA and Paralyzed Veterans of America, the Wheelchair Games brought together 537 veteran athletes from across the country to compete in over 20 adaptive sports events, including basketball, softball, rugby, cycling, archery, disc golf, pickleball, nine ball, powerlifting, and swimming. Since its launch in 1981, the Wheelchair Games have grown from a small event with 77 athletes and 7 competitions into the world's largest annual wheelchair sports and rehabilitation event solely for veterans with disability. The Wheelchair Games are open to veterans with spinal cord injuries, amputations, multiple sclerosis, or other central neurological conditions who require a wheelchair for athletic competition. Each year, veterans from different generations, from World War II to post-9/11, service members come together for this celebration of sports, courage, and camaraderie. The mission of the Wheelchair Games is about more than medals. The event promotes whole health, rehabilitation, and recovery through adaptive sports, helping veterans rediscover purpose, gain confidence, and build lifelong connections. The final days included memorable moments like a 700-pound deadlift in powerlifting by Army veteran Anthony Martinez, inspiring finishes in swimming, and the Motor Rally at Middle City Museum, where veterans tested their knowledge of Minneapolis landmarks. The Wheelchair Games concluded with a closing ceremony where a torch for the 2026 National Veterans Wheelchair Games was officially passed to the Detroit VA Medical Health Care System. The next Wheelchair Games will take place in Detroit, Michigan, from July 9th through the 14th, 2026. From first-time competitors to lifelong athletes, the National Veterans Wheelchair Games continues to demonstrate the power of adaptive sports to improve health outcomes, uplift spirits, return dignity, and transform the lives of our veterans. In the wake of those whose lives are sacrificed too soon in service to our nation, our surviving spouses, many of these military wives and husbands, stand graveside holding a flag along with their hands of children, wondering how they will pick up the pieces of life that is shattered. Each year, our nation pauses on April 5th to honor the strength and resilience of these Gold Star spouses. For VA, that includes reminding them of potential benefits such as the VA guaranteed home loan to purchase or refinance a home. Using their surviving spouse VA home loan benefit, eligible surviving wives or husbands can apply for a VA guaranteed home loan to purchase or refinance a home. And in choosing this route, they remove many of the financial barriers they would encounter with traditional mortgage loans. In addition to overcoming barriers that make opening the doors to a new home more likely, there are other advantages to the VA home loan, including typically there is no down payment requirement, no private mortgage insurance premiums, or mortgage insurance premiums. Competitively low interest rates compared to other loan programs. No VA funding fee for eligible surviving spouses, which means very competitive to other loan products in terms of costs and fees. No loan limit if the eligible surviving spouse has full entitlement and can meet the lender's financial guidelines. Potential to own more than one property at a time if the eligible surviving spouse has adequate financial qualities, occupies a property, and follows all VA loan guidelines. May be used to purchase an existing home or residential condominium, build a new home, refinance the current home, or purchase up to a four-unit residence. Loss of mitigating options helps keep VA mortgage foreclosure rates at industry lows. Before surviving spouses apply for a VA guaranteed home loan, they must first apply for a certificate of eligibility. Those who are eligible for a COE must meet at least one of the following guidelines. They are unmarried surviving spouse of a veteran who died as a result of service or service-connected causes, or surviving spouse of a veteran who died while on active duty or from service-connected causes, who remarries on or after age 57 and on or after December 16, 2003, or spouse of an active duty service member who was listed as MIA a POW for at least 90 days. Eligibility under this MIA/POW provision is limited to one-time use only. Surviving spouse of a veteran who has been rated totally disabled but who died from a non-service-connected cause that meets certain conditions, or surviving spouse who is eligible for or in receipt of certain types of dependency indemnity compensation. Surviving spouses must prove their eligibility by ordering a COE. The COE can be obtained electronically by lenders or by mailing a completed VA form 26-1817 to VA. Applications are often approved within just a few days. Choose a VA-approved mortgage lender. The first step after determining eligibility is to choose a mortgage lender. Many borrowers don't realize that it's okay to take time to interview a few lenders to determine which one is the right fit. It's possible to compare lenders based on years of experience, number of VA loans closed, timeliness of funding, interest rates, and even customer ratings available online. Once the right lender has been selected, it can be beneficial to obtain an optional loan pre-approval before shopping for homes with a real estate professional. There are many real estate professionals who have the experience to help surviving spouses use their VA home loan. Choosing a military-friendly broker or agent who understands the VA home loan application process can make all the difference in their home buying experience. Finding the right agency or brokerage is just as important as locking in a good VA mortgage lender. Communication is the key to getting to the loan closing table. Achieve your dream of homeownership with a VA home loan, offering zero down payment and support to make the process accessible and rewarding. Hear how one veteran turned this benefit into a life-changing opportunity. Thinking about buying a new home but want to make sure you have money left over to add some personal touches? See how the VA home loan benefit makes this possible. Learn why VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who have served. And this concludes our Veterans News program, brought to you by Mulberry Christian Radio. Until next time, have a blessed week.